This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The SIU School of Law welcomes Eileen Norcross as this year's Jean and Katie Simons Lecturer. Norcross is the director of the State and Local Policy Project and a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. Her lecture focuses on Illinois' fiscal crisis.
Illinois has structural budget problems, cash flow problem, a debt problem, and a rising employee cost problem. So the solutions are going to require a lot more, work.
What recommendations would you have for people who are trying to work within this and others who are trying to decide, should I stay or should I go?
I think the legislature and the governor, you know, they're up against a difficult situation because there's not much they can do to control the driver of this crisis, which are rising employee costs. They've put through a tax reform. There could be, several solutions to think about would be on the revenue side, a sales tax reform that would broaden the base and even lower the rate for a revenue solution. But I think on the pension side, something's going to have to give, although there is that constitutional barrier. And I know that the legislature and the governor do have some proposals. I don't know that they pass constitutional muster, but I don't see any way out of it other than some kind of reform to rising employee costs. They've made an attempt at that with Governor Quinn, with future employees, but one of the proposals is, in fact, to move current employees to a new system, and I think that's going to have to be part of the discussion.
You mentioned the constitutional issues with the state's pension crisis. Do you see a way to get around these questions of constitutionality when it comes to a resolution?
A lot of proposals have been offered on the constitutional level. That's correct. One of them is, could you reform Illinois' Constitution? While that is something to consider, it won't really deal with the current problems, legacy liability. Other reforms come from the federal level. They include, and these are proposals by other scholars in the field, should the U.S. Constitution be modified to allow for states to declare bankruptcy? That's a proposal of David Skeel. A less drastic measure would be to allow Illinois to go to Congress to ask for help with preempting the Illinois state constitution, preempting the language that prevents them from modifying benefits without having to go the bankruptcy route. So those are some sort of structural constitutional approach that might help the state deal with these, controlling the cost of these legacy liabilities. And a lot of it, you know, I mean, they've made attempts at looking at one of the main drivers, which is the automatic annual adjustment, which is sort of like a COLA. And that's been a huge cost driver in the formula. And that's an area where if they could reduce or amend that, that would have some savings.
How does this state stack up when it comes to pension liability and other financial pressures?
It is one of the worst shape in the nation. New Jersey, Illinois, Kentucky, three states with large unfunded liabilities relative to personal income, relative to the income of state residents. It is a driver in the crisis in all of those states. And another reason for this is, these are states, New Jersey, Illinois, Connecticut is another one, where there were not consistent payments made to the pension system, where bonds were issued to pay for contributions, just adding to the fiscal pressures in the long run. So those states are typically bundled together as examples of poor management of pension liabilities, and the pressures are certainly mounting in those places.
Those constitutional questions aside, do you see a state that you would point to as a model for Illinois to follow?
Michigan was an early adopter in the mid-90s. They looked at their long-term liabilities and said, you know, we should reform now. We have a 20-year horizon. And they moved some of their employees to a defined contribution plan. They've recently made some additional reforms for the teachers. Utah is another state where they moved employees to choosing between a hybrid plan and a defined contribution, making some modifications. Again, they had a longer time horizon. They weren't necessarily in a crisis, an imminent crisis. Other states, Rhode Island, Oklahoma has recently made some reforms. There have been at least a dozen states that have undertaken some type of reform that has either reduced the growing liability or moved employees to a new system.
What does the future look like, in your opinion? Are there options available for change?
Well, I think that the policymakers seem to be really coming to the table with ideas that have some promise. I do think it is an issue for how the constitutional protections are interpreted, and there is some nuance there. That can we make a reform as long as we give employees something in return for it? That's called consideration. And I see in the debates that they're trying to structure reform that will pass constitutional muster. So I think there's some hope there that they can put something together that will pass constitutional muster. And there's still an open question as to whether the clause really does protect benefits that have not yet been earned. So still a little bit of a question mark there in the interpretation. And that's really where, that's the space where if they can get that kind of interpretation where they can touch those benefits that have not yet been earned, they may have some room to maneuver here and control costs.
Eileen Norcross will visit the SIU School of Law today as a part of the Jean and Katie Simons Lecture Series. The lecture is at 5 o'clock at the Lazar Law School Auditorium. I'm Jennifer Fuller.